قل من كان في الضلالة فليمدد له الرحمن مدا حتى إذا رأوا ما يوعدون إما العذاب وإما الساعة فسيعلمون من هو شر مكانا وأضعف جندا ويزيد الله الذين اهتدوا هدى والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير مردا أفرأيت الذي كفر بآياتنا وقال لأوتين مالا وولدا أطلع الغيب أم اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala now speaks about the kuffar, the general approach of the kuffar, that they have based salvation and success on money. Today also we find it, many a times people question us that so and so is performing salah and he is so obedient to Allah, but he lives in such a simple house, he doesn't have anything of this dunya. And look at the kuffar, they are disobeying Allah, they don't even believe in Allah, yet Allah Pak has given them so much, driving the latest model vehicle, living in the best of homes, flying from one country to another. فَلَا يَغْرُرْكَ تَقَلُّبُهُمْ فِي الْبِلَادِ. Breakfast in South Africa, lunch in America, supper in Australia. Every day he has an itinerary in front of him. He's only moving from country to country. When the verses of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala were recited before the kuffar, وَإِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُنَا بَيِّنَاتٍ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The kuffar used to tell the Muslimin and the genuine dedicated Muslims, the Sahaba, the companions of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you tell us, أَيُّ الْفَرِيقَيْنِ خَيْرٌ مَقَامًا وَأَحْسَنُ نَدِيًّا. You people gather in Arqam ibn Abil Arqam's place. Look at your place where you gather and look at the place where we gather. Number two, look at the people that attend your gathering and look at the people that attend our gathering. We have renowned people like Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, who everyone knows about them, everyone honors them, everyone respects them. Well-known, renowned personalities. And you have people like Bilal radiallahu anhu. Of course, I am Sayyid radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Shoaib radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Ammar radiallahu anhu. Poor people who are looking for job, who haven't got sufficient food to fill their bellies. Now you tell us, which is the correct religion? Like the people told Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, لَوْ كَانَ خَيْرًا مَا سَبَقُونَا إِلَيْهِ. That we are the wealthy people and everything that comes here first passes us. So it cannot be, this deen cannot be the correct religion, because this deen came to you prior to us. And you know for yourself, O Nuh, whenever anything new comes out, it first comes in our hands, and after we are tired of it and it becomes something old, the novelty dies off, then the poor people start using it. Something which we regard as outdated and out fashion, this is now what you people start using. So Islam didn't come to us first, it came to you. So that means Islam is not the correct religion, because whatever is good comes to us first. Not knowing that as far as the things of this dunya, Islam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, has not based it on wealth. That is why when Hiraqal made inquiries regarding Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Abu Sufyan, then he asked him, tell me this Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which category of people has he focused his effort and diverted and dedicated his effort. So Abu Sufyan mentioned at that time we had not yet accepted Islam, more so amongst the poor. So Hiraqal, as soon as he heard this, he accepted that this is a Nabi. Why? Because every Nabi makes effort amongst the poor. So these people also told Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, told the Muslimin that you people got people, poor people like this. Whereas respected listeners, these were no ordinary people. Jibreel Amin descends on the battle of Uhud and he says, Ya Rasulallah, man hadha alladhi an yameenik, who is this person on your right? Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Miqdad bin Aswad radiyallahu anhu. Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam answers, Inna Allaha yuhibbuhu wa ya'muruka an tuhibbuhu. Allah loves Miqdad and Allah commands you to also have muhabbat for Miqdad. On one occasion, Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu told Bilal and Suhaib radiyallahu anhu something which wasn't very satisfying, undesirable statement. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Abu Bakr, لَعَلَّكَ أَغْضَبْتَهُمْ يَا أَبَا بَكْرٍ. Oh Abu Bakr, it looks like you have upset Bilal. لَإِنْ أَغْضَبْتَهُمْ, if you have angered Bilal and you made Bilal upset, then oh Abu Bakr, you have made your Lord upset. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu comes and he says, Oh my brothers, forgive me. So what did they say? يَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. May Allah Pak forgive you, O Abu Bakr. So they told the Muslimin, that we don't mind accepting your message, but you have no money, you have nothing. Respected listeners, today unfortunately many a times we are also the target of this very same verse. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٌ اِطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ اِنْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. There are many people who are worshipping me standing on the edge. I'll perform namaz, but after zuhr namaz, if a customer comes there for 500 rand, namaz boom buttu vastu ke vai. Namaz paru jo hai. Namaz ma Allah pa ki boh barkat ra ke li che. To jo ho ni vipar haari che, to namaz haari che. Ne vipar kyu to namaz bhi gai. As long as your business is flourishing, then namaz is very good. And when business drops, then na'uzu billah, you are leaving Allah. You have forgotten Allah. So Allah Paak, na'uzu billah, is only good when you need money. Respected listeners, the foundation of the love of Allah was never money. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted his hands and he said, Allahumma ja'al rizqa ala Muhammadin quta. O Allah, make the provisions of my family and my generation and my offspring to come sufficient. Baqadri kifayat. So much that it is sufficient for them to eat. Otherwise, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes home with Imran bin Hussein radiyallahu anhu, knocks on the door. Ya Fatima, can I come inside? Ya Abata, ma ajidu ma asturu bihi wajhi. I haven't got sufficient cloth to cover my body, and you're going to bring Imran ibn Hussein. Huzoor ne gave his cloth, parda kiya. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks in, Imran bin Hussein radiyallahu anhu walks in, Fatima radiyallahu anha crying, what is it, oh my daughter? Ya Rasulallah, bhook bhi hai, pareshani bhi hai, I am hungry also, I am not well also, I am thirsty, oh Nabi of Allah, I am in pains and problems, difficulties, hardships, agony, and on top of it there is hunger, oh Nabi of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, oh my daughter, tera baap bhi 3 din se bhooka hai, your father is also hungry for 3 days. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Fatima, oh Fatima, my Lord had offered it to me. My Allah gave me the offer and He gave me the option. Inna rabbaka sami'a kalamak wa ba'athani ilayka bi mafatiha khaza'in al-ard an a'rida 'alayka jibala tihama zumurradan wa yaquta in shi'ta nabiyyan malika wa in shi'ta nabiyyan 'abda. My Allah told me that He will convert all the mountains of Tihama into gold and silver, and usallira ma'aka jibala, these mountains will move with me, whatever I want it will move on my ishara. Then my Allah told me, in shi'ta nabiyyan malika wa in shi'ta nabiyyan 'abda. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we can make you a king also and we make you a Nabi. Or we make you a Nabi and we make you a slave, the option is yours. 3 times I answered, O Fatima, bil nabiyyan abda. Oh Allah, I don't want badshahat. Ana akulu kama ya'kulu al-abd. I eat like one slave eats in front of his master. So wealth was never the foundation of the love of Allah. وَلَا يَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ خَيْرٌ لِأَنفُسِهِمْ إِنَّمَا نُمْلِي لَهُمْ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِثْمًا وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. A verse that creates Allahu Akbar a shiver in the body. Those people that are in ease and comfort and luxury, having access of this dunya and are disobeying Allah, and more wealth is coming, or insan samajhta hai ki jitna paisa aa raha hai itna Allah ka fazl aa raha hai, how much wealth is coming, that's how much my Lord is pleased with me. And what does Allah say? Innama numli lahum liyazdadu isma. Innama numli lahum liyazdadu isma. I am extending the rope so that you can go deeper into sin, so that the punishment can be more severe for you. Respected listeners, let us remove that veil. Remember, if you went for salah, you perform your 5 times namaz, and that day business was banned, and someone asked you how things, you must say, Allah no lakh lakh shukar, ke Allah bahut dhiralu che, I had the ability of performing 5 times namaz. And if we did not perform 1 namaz, and business is good, and someone asks us how things, and we say, Alhamdulillah, everything is well. Meanwhile, the wrath and the azab of Allah is descending, and we have been unable to recognize the mercy of Allah from the azab of Allah. We have failed to differentiate which is the mercy of my Lord and which is the wrath of my Lord. Let us remove that veil and understand when is our Lord pleased with us and when is He displeased with us. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions, وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ مِنْ قَرْنٍ هُمْ أَحْسَنُ أَثَاثًا وَرِئِيًّا. Okay, you have all the wealth of this dunya. You have everything. So Allah can't destroy you. No, people that came prior to you. وَمَا بَلَغُوا مِعْشَارَ مَا آتَيْنَاهُمْ.
وما بلغوا معشار ما آتيناهم فكذبوا رسلي فكيف كان نكير.
Oh, the Meccans, you don't have one tenth of the wealth that we gave the people that came prior to you. Why are you lifting your nose in the skies? What do you think you own? فَكَذَّبُوا رُسُلِي, they denied the message of my prophet. فَكَيْفَ كَانَ نَكِيرٌ, dekho when my azab came, how did I destroy them? How I destroyed them? مَكَرُوا مَكْرًا وَمَكَرْنَا مَكْرًا وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ مَكْرِهِمْ أَنَّا دَمَّرْنَاهُمْ وَقَوْمَهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ فَتِلْكَ بُيُوتُهُمْ خَاوِيَةً بِمَا ظَلَمُوا إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ.
उन्होंने तदबीर चलाई, हमारी तदबीर चली. मकर मकरा व मकरना मकरा व इनकान मकरहुम लितजूल मिनहुल जिबाल. व्हाट एवर योर प्लान्स आर एंड व्हाट एवर योर कंस्पिरेसीज आर, व्हेन अल्लाह तबारक व तआला सेज, जब हमारा अमर चलता है, व्हेन वी पास अ डिसीजन, फंदुर कैफ काना आकिबतु मकरहुम, सीन हाउ वी डिस्ट्रॉयड देम, फिनिश देम, level them with the ground. فَلَا تَسْمَعُ لَهُمْ رِكْزًا, you won't even hear one of them whispering, never mind boasting like how they used to boast. So Allah says, if you own all this, don't think that Allah cannot punish you. Allah can snatch everything away from you. One day from a millionaire you can be converted into a pauper.
قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الظَّلَالَةِ فَلْيَمْدُدْ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ مَدَّا. Allahu Akbar. قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الظَّلَالَةِ فَلْيَمْدُدْ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ مَدَّا.
Say, whoever goes astray, then Allah Park extends the rope to him.
One hadith of Mishkat Sharif. Let us listen very attentively, my respected listeners. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِذَا رَأَيْتَ اللَّهَ يُعْتِ الْعَبْدَ عَلَى مَعَاصِيهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا مَا يُحِبْ فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ إِسْتِدْرَاجِ ثُمَّ تَلَا فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ.
जब तुम देखो एक शख्स अल्लाह रसूल के नाफरमान हो, फिर भी दुनिया उसके पास आती है, तो समझ लेना ये अल्लाह के दर्दनाक आजाब का शिकार हो चुका है, बगैर तौबा के दुनिया से जाएगा. और याद रखना, माल का चले जाना, फकर का आना, मुसीबतों का आना, अल्लाह ये दुल जलाल की कसम, ये कोई आजमाइश नहीं. बगैर तौबा के दुनिया से चले जाना ये सबसे बड़ी मुसीबत और हलाकत की बात है, कि अब कब्र के बिच्छू और सांप उसको ऐसे काटेंगे कि उसकी चीखो पुकार मशरिक और मगरिब में सुनाई देगी, लेकिन खुदा की कसम उस पर कोई सुनने वाला नहीं होगा. Yes, when you see someone transgressing the orders of Allah, violating the orders of Allah, ma yuhib, and Allah is giving him what he wants. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ma yuhib, whatever he wants Allah gives him. فَإِنَّمَا هُوَ إِسْتِدْرَاد. Such a person has become the target of the wrath and the azab of Allah. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this verse, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. When they forget the purpose of the creation, we open the doors of health, the doors of business, the doors of comfort, the doors of leisure, the doors of pleasure. Whenever you see him with a smile on his face, he's happy. Outwardly, he's looking like the best person under the sun. But remember, حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا, when he's content with everything. Respected listeners, I don't have to sit and give you examples. We are reading the paper, owning the whole dunya and having the wealth over this whole dunya. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا, suddenly the azab of Allah comes. فَلَوْلَا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ الْحُلْقُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ حِينَئِذٍ تَنْظُرُونَ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْكُمْ وَلَكِنْ لَا تُبْصِرُونَ. اب میرا امر اتر چکا, موت کا وقت قریب آ گیا, اب بلاؤ نہ کسی کو جو تمہاری موت کو تاج ہے. اب کیوں نہیں بلاتے؟ When it's time up and my order has descended, time to leave, Allahu Akbar, now من راق, who can do some ta'weez, who can do some medicine. وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذِنِ الْمَسَاقُ. Now you have to go to your Lord, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدًا.
Allah says, don't be deceived by that outward dunya, by the outward house, cars, luxury that he's living in. Don't be deceived by that.
قُلْ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الظَّلَالَةِ فَلْيَمْدُدْ لَهُ الرَّحْمَنُ مَدَّا. Nabi Kareem Sassam makes one dua.
اللهم من آمن بك وشهد عني رسولك فحبب إليه لقاءك وسهل عليه قضاءك وأقلل عليه من الدنيا ومن لم يؤمن بك ولم يشهد أني رسولك فلا تحبب إليه لقاءك
ولا تسهل عليه قضاءك واكثر عليه من الدنيا. Oh Allah, that person who brings iman on you, accepts me as your final prophet, accepts me as your final message. Allahumma man amana bik wa shahida anni rasuluk fahabbib ilayhi liqaak. Ya Allah, create in his heart the desire to meet you. وسهل عليه قضاءك, make his reckoning an easy one. وأقلل عليه من الدنيا, and oh Allah, I'm making dua for him, give him minimum of this dunya. Let him not be involved in the things of this dunya. Let him not be obsessed by the things of this dunya. وَمَنْ لَمْ يُؤْمِنْ بِكَ, and the one that doesn't bring iman on you, وَلَمْ يُشْهِدْ أَنِّي رَسُولُكَ, and who doesn't accept me as your Nabi, فَلَا تُحَبِّبْ إِلَيْهِ لِقَاءَكَ. Oh Allah, let him dread the day of Qiyamah, let it be a nightmare for him, وَلَا تُسَهِلْ عَلَيْهِ قَضَاءَكَ, and let his reckoning be a difficult one. When he speaks about death, don't speak about death, it is very frightening. وَأَكْثِرْ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, and oh Allah, give him excess of this dunya, so that he can be cornered and trapped up in this dunya, and he can regard this dunya as everything, and he will forget the akhirah.
حتى إذا رأوا ما يوعدون إما العذاب وإما الساعة فسيعلمون من هو شر مكانا وأضعف جندا.
Allah says, now you can understand, now you can see, now you can differentiate. Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi has written an incident of one person. He says, in fact it was with himself. He says, I was traveling with someone in the train in India, and we were going to a certain point, for example, Bombay, and he was going to a place in the complete opposite direction, and he was under the impression that this train was going to the destination where he was going. He sat down comfortably in his place, in his coach, took out his food, and he's enjoying himself, thinking that in 3 hours' time I will be at my destination. Someone look at him, he's going for a holiday, vacation, the most happiest person in the train. He says, finally, when we got to that station, which was the wrong place for him, and it was the place where I had to get off, when he came out and he said, "Arey, I came to station for apre awa, apre ka utra, when the chai, garam chai, when the door started, hot tea," when he came out, he says, "Allah, where are we?" At that time, Hazrat Thani rahmatullah alayhi says, I understood that a kafir is in this dunya in his house. He's thinking that he's going to the right direction, so he's sitting under the fan and enjoying himself. His eyes are glued to the devil box, and he's enjoying himself, having a nice cup of tea or a nice cold glass of cold drink, having some snack, and he's thinking that I'm on my way to paradise, when his eyes will close and he will be lowered into the grave. Ya waylana qad kunna fi ghaflatin min hada. Ya waylana man ba'athana min marqadina. Are, where are we? Ya Allah, what is this? Ya Allah, if someone had guided us and someone told us about you, we would have brought iman. Are Allah, we didn't know about that. Ya hasrata ala ma farrattu fi jambillah wa in kuntu la min as-sakhirin aw taqulu law anna Allah hadani. Ya Allah, if you guided me, la kuntu min al-muttaqin, I would have been obedient to you. So he was on the wrong path, but it only became evident when he reached the destination. Likewise, respected listeners, this dunya, everyone is moving. We can't see properly who is right and who is wrong. Tomorrow in front of Allah, the hisab will be sorted out, the truth will become manifest. فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. Allah تبارك وتعالى mentions, حَتَّى إِذَا رَأَوْا مَا يُوعَدُونَ إِمَّا الْعَذَابَ وَإِمَّا السَّاعَةَ. Suddenly azab will come to him. He will become bedridden. It's happening, all the wealth of this dunya. But if in the morning I can only have cereal, no eggs, no tea, no polony, no sausages, no nothing. Why? The doctor has restricted me. Allahu Akbar. So the poor man, he's better off. If he has 5 rand in his pocket, he can go buy him 6 eggs and enjoy 2 nice eggs. But your cholesterol is so high that you own the whole dunya, but you can't have 1 egg. Allahu Akbar. You own the whole dunya, but till you don't take your sleeping pill, you can't fall off to sleep. And my ustad used to say, our condition is kari kichri marine ewa huwa ewa evi ung mari ke klaki muka to utonu namachni. Then we're going to go sleep so comfortably that if you're not going to own that clock, plus that clock, that alarm clock, you won't get up. And now you're owning the whole dunya, but till you don't take your sleeping pill, you can't sleep. So who is living a better life? فَسَيَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ هُوَ شَرٌّ مَكَانًا وَأَضْعَفُ جُنْدًا. Very soon you will know whose majlis was evil and whose army was weak. When the adab, the time of the dunya, when it's time to leave this dunya, يَذْرِبُونَ,
It comes in the Quran, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, when the soul of a kafir is taken out from his body, he goes through great pain and agony. يَضْرِبُونَ أَدْبَارَهُمْ The angels hit them on their backs. They tell that soul to come out. أَخْرِجُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ الْيَوْمَ تُجَزَوْنَ عَذَابَ الْهُونَ Today you will be disgraced and Allah Pak is going to punish you. And when a believer leaves this dunya, then the malaika descend from the skies. Allahu Akbar. كَفَنٌ مِّنْ أَكْفَانِ الْجَنَّةِ With the kafan of Jannah. حَنُوتٌ مِّنْ أَحْنَاتِ الْجَنَّةِ With the utar of Jannah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ The malaika descend. The veil is removed. Look at that Jannah. Now Allah says, you want to still stay here? أَإِلَى دَارِ الْهُمُومِ يَلَّا in this dunya of problems and difficulties. Today, respected listeners, you own everything. But fikr che, poiro gelo che, sell lene gelo che, dua ko jo Allah ne haja hame lawe. Accident ni fikr, ani fikr, teni fikr. After your children, your grandchildren, ave elo ko ni fikr karo, elo ini aulad ni fikr karo. From one worry to another, it never ends, because this dunya is darul humum, place of worry, difficulties, anxieties. It doesn't come to an end. So when he looks at Jannah, he says, Ya Allah, take me quickly, qaddimuni, qaddimuni. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when the janazah is the janazah of a pious person, then he says, please, oh people around me, mujhe aage ko le chalo, aage ko le chalo. Don't delay, I can see Jannah there. After a nikah, the couple, one seclusion, ke bhai abhi chalo, tam koi kaili riu ne handi vaate, abhi tam ko chala jao, hum loko nu kara karo je. Let us go, now we got something more important to do. Whole life I was working, Allah I was performing my namaz, now Allah took me, now is the time to see my reward. Now don't keep me in this dunya, I also got something more important to do. وَيَزِيدُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْا هُدًى وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ خَيْرٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ ثَوَابًا وَخَيْرٌ مَرَدًّا And of course the believers, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will increase them in iman, in material wa dhahalata, the occasion of ahzab. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ إِذْ جَاءَتْكُمْ Allahu Akbar, on the occasion of Ahzab, when the armies came from every angle, the malaika came, junoodan lam tarawha, such armies that you did not see, people got worried, the munafiqeen came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna buyutana awra, hamara biwi bache, our wife and children are alone, wama hiya bi awra, in yuriduna illa firara, they wanted to escape from the battlefield. Sahaba ikram standing there, the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala descended, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put the awe of the Muslims in the hearts of the kuffar. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will assess the believers on one dua. Allah Pak will make decisions. Wal baqiyatu salihatu khayrun inda rabbika thawaban wa khayrun maradda. And Allah Pak says, what is the greatest thing that you can prepare for? Baqiyat salihat. Those good amal that you are going to do in this dunya, and you are going to take it. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Man qara'a surat al-ikhlas 10 marratin hatta yakhtimaha, bana Allahu lahu qasran fil jannah. Whoever will recite Surah Ikhlas 10 times daily, respected listeners, let us all take this lesson from today. May Allah give me firstly the tawfiq and all of us. بَنَ اللَّهُ لَهُ قَصْرًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ Allah Pak will give him one palace in Jannah. Sayyidina Umar رضي الله عنه says, إِذَا نَسْتَكْثِرُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ حُضُورِ فِرْ هَمْ بَهُتْ مَحَلَّاتْ بَنَائِنْگَ Then we will build a lot of palaces. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, tu banata chala ja, Allah deta chala jayega. You make and Allah will give. Allahu akthar wa atyab. Respected listeners, one brother gave a very beautiful example. He says, when the father and the son walk home, and there's a 10 rand note on the floor, the father also knows that's money, the child, the 2-year-old child also knows, Abba, payya. The child doesn't know what the 10 rand can do. The father knows what the 10 rand can do. Ke kala hoonna, when the wife will send me for dood, to dood na paya che, ne bread na paya che. This 10 rand can buy me one sachet milk, it can buy me a loaf of bread, whatever the case may be. The child knows it's money, but he doesn't know the value of money, what this money can do. Today, respected listeners, we know that this is salah. Sahaba also knew this was salah. But Sahaba knew what salat could do. We don't know what it can do. We know it's namaz and it is an act of obedience. But what namaz can do, what is the taqat of namaz, what is the strength of namaz, that Sahaba ikram understood. Today we don't know. All we know, this is the book of Allah. But what you can do via the book of Allah, we haven't understood. Sahaba ikram had understood what they could do with this kalam of Allah. So dunya ko dikha diya. That is why today, respected listeners, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu used to say, لو أن أهل العلم صانوا علمهم وبذلوه لأهله لساتوا به أهل زمانهم ولكنهم بذلوه لأهل الدنيا فهانوا عليهم.
that if this knowledge of deen was protected and it was shown to the world, today the world is telling us what is their progress. The Wright brothers came out with the aircraft, then they came out with a 747, and they came out with a jet, and then they went to the moon. They are showing the things what they can do with their dunya. So insan has been affected, and insan has been obsessed by the things of this dunya and the progress of this dunya. And let us also show the dunya what we can do with 2 rakat namaz. But today we hid our Islam, we are concealing our Islam, we ourselves are shy to propagate this Islam, we are shy to reveal this Islam, and we are not putting the true Islam in front of insan. So they are not being affected by the true Islam. Why? Because we haven't showed them what Islam can do. Sahaba Ikram showed the whole dunya what Islam could do. What 2 rakat namaz, what was the strength of 2 rakat namaz. So Allah Paak made the salateen alam, the rulers of the dunya, rub their foreheads before the Sahaba Ikram. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala now speaks about
أفرأيت الذي كفر بآياتنا وقال لأوتين مالا وولدا.
خباب بن أرط رضي الله عنه, a person by the name of As bin Wail was owing him some money. So he said, فجئت أتقاضاه. I came to As bin Wail, who was a kafir, and I told him that you are owing me some money. See how the kuffar used to mock at the verses of Allah, and this will give us a glimpse of the tolerance of Allah that insan has with insan, or that Allah Ta'ala has with insan. So I came to him and I told him, by you owe me so much money, you must give it to me. So what did he tell Hazrat Khabbab radiallahu anhu? La hatta takfura bi Muhammadin. I will not give you this money till you don't deny the oneness of Allah and you don't regard Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a messenger of Allah. So Khabbab radiallahu anhu, these were people, bashashatul qulub, iman had entered the recesses of the heart, the depth of the heart, respected listeners. It wasn't a mere proclamation of the kalima, a mere proclamation of the kalima la ilaha illallah. It was from the recesses of the heart. What did Khabbab radiallahu anhu say? He says, I will not deny the oneness of Allah, even if you die in front of me, and then you are given life, and then this, in other words, such a miracle happens to you. You die, you stand up, and then you tell me that no, don't believe in Allah, and don't believe in Muhammad. Then too, I will not deny the oneness of Allah. Allahu Akbar. What was the iman? Today, my respected listeners, kullun nasi yaghdu. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, everyone goes to the bazaar. Some people's transaction is to save themselves from the fire of Jahannam, and some's transaction is to destroy themselves and to earn the azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Today's Muslim is ready to, the orders of Allah are so cheap. The visitors came, chalo kenya, we lokone kus karilo. Keep them happy. We can't go for namaz. You know how's it? You know how's it? We know how's what? You know how's the azab when you won't read your namaz? You know how's what? You know what's the azab when you will, when the intermingling will take place? Don't worry about what he'll say and she'll say, hello, who can say, who can say. Worry about what Allah Pak will say, my respected listeners. Tomorrow, at what face will we come before Allah Pak? Just to accommodate the visitors, now no namaz. Allahu Akbar, today deen has become so cheap. And what does Khabbab radiallahu anhu say? I will never deny the oneness of Allah. Even if you die in front of me and stand up, Allah's qasam, I will hold on to the deen of Allah. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, a time is to come to hold on to the orders of Allah. As-sabir ala deenihi kal-qabid ala al-jamara, is like to hold on to fire. Everyone will tell you the times are different. The zamana we live in is indifferent. We have to keep up to the zamana, the times, accommodating the needs. Deen is not flexible. We cannot be lenient for anyone. So what did he tell Hazrat Khabbab? He says that you believe in Jannat. And you believe in Jannat, there's gold and silver. And there's rivers and this. Okay, so when I die and when I come before Allah, see how he's making mazak, then I'll also be in paradise. Because they used to say, the Yahud used to say, لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا. We will go to Jahannam for 40 days. After that, وَقَالُوا لَنْ يَدْخُلَ الْجَنَّةَ إِلَّا مَنْ كَانَ هُودًا أَوْ نَصَارًا. By only if you're a Yahudi, you'll go to Jannat, or if you're a Nasara, you'll go to Jannat. This is what they used to say. تِلْكَ أَمَانِيُّهُمْ. Yeh inki arzu hai, yeh inki tamanna hai. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that it is nothing but hopes and it is nothing but desires. So you say that when I will come before Allah, then Allah will give me wealth and I'll have a palace. And so at that time, you must come to me, I'll give you the money. Allahu Akbar. When this verse was revealed, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهِ. Spend in the path of Allah. What they used to say, spend to the poor, give the poor. They used to say that you say, whatever happens on this dunya is through the will of Allah. So that man is poor because Allah doesn't want to give him, because you say only that happened what Allah wants. So Allah doesn't want to give him, na'udhu billah, this is what they used to say. And you're saying, we must spend, so we must give someone that Allah doesn't want to give.
This is how they used to challenge the verses of Allah. What does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala say regarding this person? We will stop here and let us see what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says. May Allah Pak save us from such things, from mocking at the verses of Allah Pak. That is why Allah says, when you see anyone mocking at the verses of Allah, stand up from there. وَإِمَّا يُنْسِيَنَّكَ الشَّيْطَانِ فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ الذِّكْرَى. Leave that gathering immediately. May Allah Pak give us the tawfiq to prepare for our akhirah. And may Allah Pak give us the genuine iman. And may Allah grant us the true love of the Quran. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا عَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.